Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
I am on with Slower, who have just released their new single, Crawling. Welcome, team, to the show.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
Not bad. How are yourselves?
Pretty good.
Very good, very good. Who am I on with? Jacob and...
Sophie.
Nice to meet you, team.
Nice to meet you, too.
Let's just start us off from the top with the sort of sonic quality of the music and the new single. How did the songwriting process happen? How did it all come about?
Sonically, we're sort of pretty chill, sort of ethereal sort of guitars with Sophie's lovely voice over the top of it.
Sure.
And then songwriting process and stuff, a lot of the times I'll just tinker away on the guitar and record stuff on my phone, and I'll send them to Sophie and she'll go, that sucks, or I have an idea.
They'll pass the Sophie test?
Yeah. So just pass the Sophie test, and then we sort of go from there and noodle around and then bring it to the band, and then they do their thing with it and make it all pretty.
Sure. You guys are based in, or were based in Wanaka.
Yep, we're still here.
Sure. Does the landscape sort of influence the music?
Yeah, totally. And even like the visual aesthetic of, you know, pictures and videos and stuff like that, it definitely has... I came back here from being overseas for like 20 years. Sure. And sort of was trying to figure out what the sound of Central Otago might be. And luckily I met Sophie, and if we're sort of getting there, just sort of tinkering away, hopefully it sounds evocative of the landscape in some way.
Absolutely. You worked on the track at Sublime Studios. Us through the recording process. Talk us through, are you often in the studio? Was that, or are they?
That was actually our first time.
Yeah, sure. As soon as we got there, I guess the whole place is definitely conducive to creativity.
Absolutely.
It kind of feels like you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's on a vineyard, and they're just the loveliest people. It's just, yeah, you just feel like you can get away from everything, and, yeah, creatively it's the best, yeah, it was the best experience ever.
Awesome. And it says on the press junket that I have that further tracks are coming from, was it from that session, or are you just planning on working with Sublime more?
We're working on another one now, so hopefully that'll come out. We'll get that done soonish, and then...
Yeah, when we recorded down there, we recorded 5 songs. Whether or not all of them will come out from there, I'm not sure yet. But just, yeah, constantly sort of seeing different ways to record. Everyone's unfortunately got jobs, so
sure.
It's hard to get time and money to sort of go and record. You know, we would love to put it all out and constantly recording, but it's just being able to get the studio time and all that all together.
You found the time to play some shows recently.
Yep.
Quite a few by the looks of it. And you've got one coming up this evening, I believe.
Yes.
So talk us through how it was playing those shows, and then plug the one for tonight.
Cool.
So we played in, where were we, Littleton?
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. Nice, intimate gig. And then tonight we're at Port Chalmers, the Pioneer Hall.
Sure, fantastic.
And that's at 7:30. You can get tickets on at the door or at Under the Radar website.
Awesome.
And pop in our name and you'll see it. And then next week we've got another one in Queenstown. So that will be fun too.
Are you seasoned live performers, or are these sort of the first one, like, are they the first ones you've done as a band, or?
Well, as a band, we're sort of getting it. Mark Orbell and Aaron Hosking, they're way more, they're our bass player and drummer, sure. And they're well more seasoned musicians than me. And so this is pretty much, like, I've been in one or two little bands before that, but so this is pretty Sophie's first band. and with our keyboardist, who's also called Sophie as well, who's done a lot more than we have. So
we've done our fair share of pub gigs over the years, and it's character building for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But do you think that's a good mix as well, for a successful sort of songwriting mix of some experience, some rawness?
Yeah, we're super lucky to have everybody in the band want to join us and push things forward and spend their time with us.
Absolutely.
And it's been great to finally get it. For a long time, we were just playing guitar and vocals, but it's just so much better with a full band.
Sure. What are some... Is everyone sort of on the same page musically? Or does this sound come from more specific members? Or shout out some influences to your sort of sound, so people know what the
vibe is. Well, there's a big age difference between me and Sophie, and so our music tastes are pretty...
Sure.
Way off, so... In some ways, it's pretty crazy that we even write music together and like sort of like what we do, because some of the stuff that Sophie listens to, I can't stand, and vice versa.
Sure.
But the main thing is probably me and Sophie getting the songs, and then everybody else brings their influences through, which is kind of cool. But we're not sort of going for mimic any one other sound, sort of just trying to find our own sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who wins the van music argument? Who gets the playlist in the van?
We circumvent that by taking separate cars.
Very good. Wise. The secret to a long-living band, I believe.
Yeah. A lot of that's just to do with, when people can get down and stuff. But the first time me and Sophie travelled down to Dunedin halfway through, she woke up from a nap and goes, "All your music sucks."
Even in dreams. Awesome. Talk us. So, Sophie, the lyrical content is yours?
Yep.
Talk us through the lyrics of this one and where it sort of came from.
So, I guess it kind of comes from a few years of making some bad decisions.
Sure.
And, it kind of... And sort of, I guess, the after effects of that, when you sort of sort your shit out. I guess getting sort of stuck in that, feeling stuck in it, and people kind of keeping you stuck in that as well. So it's trying to navigate that, coming out the other side, but also, trying to want better for yourself, but kind of being fed up and stuck in... the feelings of guilt and shame and stuff that comes with said bad decisions.
Sure. We'll hear it in a second because I've got it lined up. But is there anything you wanted to plug before we go? How can people keep up with you? If the song catches their ear, what's the best sort of channel?
So at the moment, definitely finding us. We've got Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, and SoundCloud.
Yeah, and website, it will be just slower.co.nz. But, just get in the infancy of getting content up there. So hopefully, as we go, we'll get more and more up there.
Absolutely.
Oh, and also, am I able to do a little shout-out?
For sure. Go nuts.
Just because my little nephew, Teddy, he is our biggest fan, so I just wanted to give him a little shout-out because he loves our music so much, even though he's probably thinking, what the hell are these lyrics? But, yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Well, shout out, Teddy. And you mentioned the name of the band there just at the end, and it reminded me that I wanted to ask how that came about. Was it just a drop the W situation, or...?
A little bit. Usually I come from sort of like a heavier, faster sort of playing.
Sure.
And a lot of the times during the beginning of every song,
it was a command.
Yeah, and go slower.
You sure?
But also, one of the pedals that I use, a reverb pedal, is called Slower Spout Like That. And it's actually a Danish word meaning like the dimming of light in a theatre, you know, when the performance is about to come in, which sort of goes with our aesthetic. So we thought it worked pretty well.
No, perfect. And it's almost there's a lot of heritage behind bands being named after things that are written on gear. I feel like that's a there's a storied history there of many bands, so that's very cool.
Cool.
I'm glad there's a story behind it, because if you blow up massive, you want a story behind your name that
catches. It's like, oh shit, we just didn't know how to spell slow.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with me this morning, team. I'm going to play Crawling after this, and I hope you'll have a fantastic day. I hope the weather is better over there than it is here.
It's pretty cloudy, but we'll be headed down to Dunedin shortly.
True.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on the drive, and enjoy Port Chalmers tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, heaps.
And when I find the tab, we're going to play Slower by Crawling from SoundCloud, because all the coolest bands are on SoundCloud. And if you enjoy it, they're at Port Chalmers tonight, Pioneer Hall, 7 p.m. Tickets, undertheradar.co.nz, as they are. And we're on the Big Breakfast Show on Radio 1. I feel like I should throw that in there as well, in case you're just tuned in.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.